Well, I appreciate that. These songs have so much meaning. Just even children's songs have wonderful meaning to them. And I guess I feel kind of like poor little David this morning. But you know, we just trust in the Lord, because the Lord is the one that has the strength that we need. And so we trust in that, and we pray that the Lord would. We feel desperately in need of His help this morning. In 1 Timothy 6, I feel like the Lord's given us a few scriptures. Just want to share with us. In 6 and 2, it says, "They that have, and they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort." I just want to think a little bit this morning. I feel like the Lord has impressed our heart that the Lord wants us to be a partaker of the benefit. You know, exactly what Paul meant here, I believe he meant a partaker of the benefit of the gospel. But some believe that he meant a partaker of the benefit of their services. But, you know, I want us to think this morning in the sense that the Lord God wants all of us to be a partaker of the benefit that he has provided for us. When you look at Strong's concordance on the word partake, some of the words that it uses is to participate, to help. Partaker support. When you look up partake in Webster's, it says to take a part, portion or share in common with others, to have a share or part, to participate. And it uses this sentence for an example. Clodius was at the feast but could not partake of the enjoyments. Now, I just want us to think this morning about how that the Lord wants us to participate and be a partaker of the things that God has for us. I know that's a pretty simple little thought, but you know, it's powerful too. The Lord wants all of us, and I hope that this morning that our faith can be inspired to reach up and get hold of the promises of God. That the Lord wants us to be a partaker of the benefit of the gospel. You know, sometimes we have things right at hand and we don't partake of them. The other night it was real cold out and it was just freezing cold, and I went out to use the phone. We was over at Rosie's parents' house. And so I was walking back and forth in their driveway, and going one way it was great, but coming the other way I was against the wind. And it was just freezing cold. And so every time, and so I knew I had a hat in the back of my coat in a little zipper pocket, and I kept feeling around for it, and I never did find what I wanted. And I couldn't get it unzipped and couldn't get it out, and it was too cold to take my coat off. So I just walked back and forth and just put up with it. But you know, what I didn't realize was later that night I'd taken my coat off at home, and I just looked over on the chair, and there was my hat just hanging down back. It had already been unzipped and it was just hanging there. And I did without that all that time. And I sure wished I would have had that. You know, this morning, sometimes the enemy can tell us, for some reason, you can't be a partaker of the benefit of the gospel this morning. But I want to tell us this morning that it's right there. It's right if haply we might feel after it and find it. The benefit and the blessing of the gospel in our life, in our home, is there. And the Lord wants you and I to be a partaker of it. Every one of us. He wants us to be a full partaker of the benefits that He set before us. And so I just want us to think about this morning. Let's share in the benefit of the gospel in our lives. Let's share in the benefit of the presence of the Lord, the peace that God has for our life. You know, it's right there. If we might feel after it and we might be able to find it, you know, it's right there for every one of us. the conscience that is clear, the life that that we wish for in our homes. You know, the Lord wants to give us more of that. He wants to increase our joy this morning. And so I just want to encourage us today to be a partaker of the benefit of Christ and not to allow it to be right at our fingertips and yet never feel it, yet never get a hold of the thing that would be such a blessing to us. In Colossians 1 and 9, actually I want to read verse 12 first. Colossians 1 and 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. You know, I got a hold of this when I was reading this scripture. This scripture came to me, and you know, it says, we give thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. You know what? We can all be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light because the Lord has made us qualified, if you want to use that word. He's made us meet by the blood of Jesus that we talked about a little bit earlier this morning. The Lord has qualified that all of us, if we would allow Him to, if we might feel after Him and find Him, you know, and humble our hearts before Him, the Lord, I believe, wants to make us partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Part of that inheritance is over there, but part of it's here. And part of it the Lord wants us to inherit now. He's given us a kingdom now, and He wants us to inherit some things in our lives. And if our faith can only take it in. I remember how Brother Stanley so many times would quote the scripture, Lord, who hath believed our report? You know, who believes the report of the gospel this morning? It is for those, I believe, that sometimes we have to, the scripture says the violent take it by force. There's some things in our lives that I'll tell you I want in my life. I'm not going to allow myself to get all through life and then realize it was right there. It was right there, and I didn't feel it. I didn't get a hold of it. I never got my hat pulled over my head. I don't want to be that way. You know, the Lord has a benefit for us. It's the benefit of the gospel. An inheritance that the saints in light have. Those that God has revealed Himself to in light. Those that has truth. Those that has the understanding of some things about God. You know, there is an inheritance there that He wants us to be a partaker of. And I would to God this morning that every one of us would realize. The Bible says, let the weak say, I'm strong. You know, the Lord doesn't want us to say, I can't. He doesn't want us to look at the gospel, the promises of God, and feel like some way I can never have the peace of God in my life. Some way, God, I can't. You know, it says that the Lord has made us meet to be partakers. He has qualified us by the blood of Jesus and by the power of God in our lives to be a partaker of His inheritance in this life and in the life to come. But we look up at verse 9 and read a few more scriptures here. It says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You know what that says there? The Lord wants our lives to be filled. Filled. The word is not a little bit. It says filled with the knowledge of His of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's God's will for us. That's part of our inheritance, saints. That's part of our inheritance, folks. If we don't know the Lord in that way, you know what? The Lord wants us to recognize that there's a place there that the Lord wants to feed us a little better. He wants to bring us into a deeper place with Him this morning and not allow the enemy to somehow, through our life, we get to the end, we lay our coat down and we realize, It was there all the time. It was there, and yet I wasn't a partaker of it. That ye might walk worthy, verse 10, of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. This is the inheritance of the saints in light. You know, the Lord doesn't want us to sit down and feel like we have all the light and never increase our knowledge of God Himself. You know, we may understand a lot of things about God, but the Lord wants us to understand God in person, in our hearts. It says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Oh, doesn't our heart long, Lord, let my life be fruitful in every good work. Who would not want a life that is fruitful in every good work? That isn't filled with the fruits of the flesh or the fruits of how we live our life and not really following the Lord all the way. The Lord wants to give us some things. He'd like to invite us in to be a partaker with those that enjoy this kind of thing. And increasing in the knowledge of God. I don't want to ever stop increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Listen to that. Unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. You know, I see some places I want to go further in. I see some places, I see some land I want to capture that is a little farther than where I've captured yet. You know, sometimes we can be patient and long-suffering and not do it very joyfully. But here's some land that the Lord wants us to gain. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. In Romans 8 and 16 is a few other scriptures. We just pray that the Lord would inspire our hearts to move out of the places that we stagnate in. And move in the places that God wants us to move into. Excuse me. Romans 8 and 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him. That we may be also glorified together. You know, this word heir, it means here, and co-heir, participant in common, a fellow or joint heir, an heir together, an heir with. Webster says, one who is entitled to possess. You know, He did not say that we would have heaven here. He said that we are going to have some trials here. But there's some things He wants us to possess in the middle of that. And here where we read, it says that if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. You know, the Lord wants us to understand the ways of the Lord. It's not all just sitting around, everything working out just like we want it to. But you know, the Lord wants us to be able to suffer patiently, as we read. We have some things coming to our life that we wish didn't come in the flesh. But you know, the Lord uses those things. And He says here that we're heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. You know what that makes us heirs of? All the kingdom of God. That makes us heirs if we're children. The Lord wants us to be children of God this morning. He wants us to be, if we've been born of the blood of the Lamb and our sins have been forgiven and we've been walking in the light, you know, then we're an heir of many wonderful things. And we're a joint heir with Christ. We're right. We're a brother to the Lord. And so, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. If we're not willing to suffer, we're not going to be worthy of the kingdom of God. That's Bible. That's what the Lord tells us. We have to be willing to bear some things. Put aside the desires that we have for the desires God has. Wherever the Lord leads us, if we're willing to walk in that place and willing to patiently suffer the things God allows in our life and live for Him and walk in the light and let that humble our hearts and let that make us into the people that God wants us to be. And if we're able to embrace those things, then you know what? It says if we suffer with Him, then we're heirs. And if we're heirs, if we have some inheritance coming, we're joint heirs. We're joint heirs with the Lord. Do you know that? You know when Christ was here, you know He had all things that the Father had, the Lord had given to Him. You know the Lord has given us a wonderful thing that He wants us to enjoy. He wants us to enjoy, I believe, the benefit, and He wants us to take the load that comes along with it. It's all a part of the gospel. In John 21, somebody mentioned, I think, this morning about come and dine or something to that effect, about table spread or something. But John 21 and 9, as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there and fish laid thereon and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. For all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. You know, Jesus told them here, I love these words. It's a beautiful little passage. Come and dine. You know what the Lord is saying to us this morning? I want you to come and dine. My table is spread. My table is set. I have all manner of things that 'll make your life healthy. I have all manner of things. It has nothing to do with whether we're suffering or not. It really doesn't. In fact, sometimes the suffering makes us more so, dining at the Father's table. And He says, come and dine. You know, the apostles came up here and Jesus said this to them. And then it says, He taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. Jesus has some things He wants to give us, folks. I'd like to ask the Lord this morning, oh Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith that we can reach up and come and be a partaker at the Father's table and enjoy the things God has given for us. You know, the Lord wants His people to be able to enjoy the fellowship of true brethren. He wants us to be able to come to the table and sit down and dine and enjoy the good things of God. The Lord loves that. He loves that when people come to His table like that. I just want to encourage us this morning. If you haven't been dining at Father's table, the Lord has out this morning, I believe, a plea. Come and dine. Be a partaker of the inheritance that I have given for you. I believe the Lord loves us that much. And Luke 14 is another place that we're all familiar with. And verse 15, Luke 14 and 15. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come. For all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. It kind of sounds like our world today, doesn't it? All with one consent. So many make excuse. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. You know, I've got a piece of ground. I need to see it. I need to build on it. I need to plan. I need to do. I don't have time in my life to come and dine. Where are we this morning? I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. I've got work to do. And another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. I've got fun to have. We want to go out and enjoy the pleasures of life for a while. I married a wife. I don't have any children, and I'm not tied down. I don't have time for that. But you know what the Lord said here? So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. You know, the Lord doesn't just want folks that are all measured up. I don't think the Lord would ever come if that was so. He wants people to come into his house. The poor, the blind, the folks that don't understand, bring them in. The maimed, those that have been hurt, those that can't seem to walk without help. He wants them. The halt, the blind, bring them in. The Lord wants to give eyesight. The Lord wants to give what we need. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. You know, so many times the Lord passes by and he's calling to us. And he's calling to us. And he's calling to us. And I want to urge us today, if the Lord's calling to us, don't let him pass on by. It don't work that way forever. It doesn't work that way forever. The Lord calls, and he calls. He sent out his supper. He sent out his servant. You know, it says he made a great supper and sent his servant at supper time. The Lord is doing that today. He's got a great supper. We realize that this morning? Do you realize God has made a great supper? You realize the best things of life are on that table? And the Lord has said he wants to make us all partakers of the inheritance that is had. Don't let that time pass us by in life. The Lord sent out his servant. And he gave the call. I've made a great supper. You know, it's not just out there, though. What about our life? Where are we at this morning? We've been eating at Father's table. We've been partaking of the good things of God in our life. The Lord wants us to have plenty. He wants us to have a full supply. The Lord wants to give his table to us. He wants us to eat from it. He wants us to enjoy it. He wants us to be a joint heir with him, with Christ, with God. He wants us to sit down and sup with him. One place in Revelations it talks about that I will sup with them. I believe that's 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him. That word means supper. He's going to sit down and eat dinner with us. The Lord is, and he with me. The Lord is sending out his call this morning. I want you to sup with me. But what he said was, he doesn't call forever. There's a time when the Lord is passing by, folks. It's time to move in when the Lord talks to our hearts. We don't know how many more times the Lord will or won't talk to us. In 2 Peter 1:4, I'm just going to, well, maybe we'll go there. It says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Isn't that wonderful that the Lord would allow us to be a partaker of the divine nature? He wants us to be a partaker. He wants us to enjoy that thing in our home, in our life, on our job, wherever we are. The Lord wants us to be a partaker of those good things that follow this verse. I'm not going to take the time to read them all. But the Lord wants us to have the benefit, a partaker of the benefit. In Hebrews 3 and 14, it's another scripture, 3 and 14 of Hebrews. For we, starting at 12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. You know, saints, this morning, sin is deceitful. Folks, sin is deceitful. It'll lie to you. You remember the story of Eve? You remember what she had and how the devil lied to her? Oh, yeah, but it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. God said, the devil contested what God said. I want to encourage us this morning to listen up to the Lord. For we are made partakers of Christ. But I'm sorry, I was in verse 12. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Let's don't depart from the living God. Keep our hand in His. Be a partaker of the fellowship, of the sufferings, the fellowship of the inheritance, the fellowship of the good things of God. It's all part of it. In departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin is so deceitful. It's so deceitful. It promised Eve and then took away every good thing she had. Young people, don't ever believe. I tell you, the devil will tempt you when you're young with the things of the world. He'll tempt you with the things that you know are wrong. And try to make you believe that no, it's not so. It's not like God said. It's not that way, but it is that way. And don't ever forget it. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. That's the promise. We are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. So I want to encourage us this morning, Lord, help us to hold fast, steadfast unto the end, that we might be partakers of the inheritance that the Lord has for His people, not only in this life, but in the life to come. There is a real eternity out there, and the Lord wants us to be a partaker with Him. He wants us to come right into His presence where God is and enjoy the blessedness of heaven. Who sitteth down, Jesus said, to build a tower? Who starts to build a tower and doesn't sit down first and count up the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? You know what he has to decide? He has to decide, do I have what it takes to buy this thing, to buy the materials for this thing? Am I going to be able to finish this? You know, if we're not willing to just give ourselves to the Lord completely, we won't have sufficient to finish it. And the Lord wants us to sit down first and weigh the things up in light of all that we know. Lord, is my resolve such that I'm willing to just follow you all the way? I'm willing to suffer. I'm willing to turn loose. I'm willing to take your way when it crosses my way. I'm willing to crucify the flesh. You know, when we're willing, all He wants is a willing vessel. And then He's promised, I'll make you a partaker of all the grace that my table has. When you come up to a battle, I'll fight your battle. When you come up to a place you don't know what to do and the devil would take advantage of you, I'll give you wisdom liberally. And I won't upbraid you because you don't have wisdom. When you come up to places that you need help, I'll be there. I'll be there. When you need healing, and it's my will to heal you, I'll heal you if you walk in my ways and in my statutes. this morning, who will step up and be a partaker of Christ? The first verse that we read, I want to quote it again, the last part of it, because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. Oh, listen, I believe it. There is a benefit this morning in the gospel and in the things of God. There is a benefit to being a co-heir with the Lord. You know, when you're an heir, you have right to possession. You have goods coming your way. You know, we're a co-heir with Christ. I don't want us to forget that today. All the grace that the Lord had to fight His battles, the temptations that He had, you're going to have too, and I'm going to have too. And the Lord's going to be there to fight our battles for us. The Lord's going to be there when we need Him. He wants us to be, I believe, fellow heirs with Him and with the saints in light. Do you know there is a blessing to being together and feeling the help that one another gives? There is a little story in the Bible that Paul wrote about his happening there where he was shipwrecked. And you know, before that, it says that they used helps. They were in this storm and it looked like maybe easily a ship could be broken apart in that place. And I looked up in the commentary, it speaks of that is cables or chains or ropes that they strung around the front of a ship, and they'd maybe put five or six of them, four or five of them, whatever, and they would attach them up on the deck somewhere toward the back, I suppose, and then do it to the other end. You know what they were doing? They were tying that thing together. You know what, folks? We're fellow heirs. And when the battle gets hard, you know what one of the things at Father's table is? He wants us to be able to have the helps that we need from one another. Cable up. Sometimes we have to cable up. You know what? That's a blessing. I hear about people out in life, things happen to them, and they don't have a support network, and they don't have any family. They're not affiliated with church people. You know, I don't know how those people really face those kind of things. I suppose that's why they go to so much medication and drink and all the things that they do. But you know what? We're fellow heirs, folks. We've got helps when we need it. It's part of the table that's set. I want to tell you, it is a good way. It is God's way. He designed it, and He knew what He was doing when He designed it.